Tuesday night. Okay, continuing what we did last night, which is starting to going backwards in Hilchos Pesach. So tonight I want to talk about what's brought down in the first siman, and there's an early minig. It's really from the time of the Gemara to make sure that aniyim have enough for Yom Tov in general, and there's a special effort made to see that aniyim have enough for Yom Tov in general and for Pesach in particular. This could be based perhaps, you have Rashi and Chumash that talks about when it says V'samachta, it says Ato Vincho Vitecha, and then it says Aniyecha V'almona V'ager, that you'll be happy with your people, make the people that I'm taking care of, the aniyim, make them B'simcha as well. And of course you have the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov that talks about that the way to determine that the Simchas Yom Tov is not just a pleasure-seeking excuse is to make sure that others have also. So this is true by every Yom Tov the Gemara brings down, and especially Pesach, and we call that, of course, Mos Chitim. The minig nowadays is to give money. There's different. It went through different levels in history what they gave the aniyim. Nowadays, of course, we give money, and we hope to take care of all tzarchei hachag. Actually, in the Bimei Chazal, it's mashma, they gave out money, so that the Oni does what he feels. There's different ways to do it, and each locality, each ear has really, Baruch Hashem, like their Kupa Shel Tzedaka, that takes care of the aniyim. Actually, in the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the first siman that they would be kofer. This was considered, this minig was so strong that it was considered a chiyuv. And actually, you could force people, and there was a whole formula. People give according to their ability to give. Nowadays, we don't live, our social structure is not one that we could really be kofer to give. So everybody gives really nidvas libo, and that's how it's structured. This has halachic ramifications, though. When it was more of a chiyuv and they forced people to give, it wasn't so poshut that you can use maaser money for it. Now that it's more like nidvas libo, because we don't have the koyach to impose that chiyuv on people, so the poskim pretty much are more lenient in allowing maaser money to be used for it. Although they do suggest to give a somewhat significant amount, even not for maaser money, to take care of that angle of it that sees it as a separate chiyuv. If you have a separate chiyuv, you can't use maaser money to be yosei that chiyuv. So if it's a separate new chiyuv, not just regular tzedaka, but it's a specific, an extra chiyuv, so then you really would not be able to use maaser money from it. The only reason we're more meikil is because it's not seen as so much of a chiyuv nowadays. It's, as I say, it's nidvas libo. I have to say I was, so you have the Kupa Shel Tzedaka, you have Ari Stern and Yirmi Gold, it says on the sign. I actually was chayshed them, I want to say, and I asked Ari Stern if they use this as a springboard to make a lot of money, and really so that the aniyim should have for the next month. And then it's not really Mos Chitim, and they're really like taking money on the shtickle false pretenses if you make a big Mos Chitim campaign, and it's just a jumping off point that the Oni have for the next month. That's not Mos Chitim. It's not right. However, I didn't ask Yirmi because I don't know if he knows, but Ari told me that we're waiting for the Yirmi Gold Nightside program. Ari assured me that it's not the case, that all the money that's collected is mamish v'tzorchei Pesach mamish, and the needs are great, and the aniyim have needs, and there's plenty of them. So rest assured that as generous as you are, it will be indeed the kiyum of the din of Mos Chitim. It will be used for Tzarchei Pesach.